pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And a fine good morning to you across central Nebraska if you're listening on 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings, or on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show. Doug, of course, at state basketball right now. If you want to hear his lovely voice, you can turn that dial to 98.9. We've got some high school girls basketball going on. Norfolk Catholic, 22-1, taking on Minden Whippets at 21-2. So that is the game going on right now. Obviously, this morning, two games have been completed in Lincoln in girls' state basketball. In Class of C1, Bishop Newman defeated Crofton 43-38. They advanced the championship game, along with Pope John defeating Humphrey by a score of 55-42. D1 and C1, obviously, will continue those classes. Obviously, Minden playing right now the 10:45 game at the Devaney Center versus Norfolk Catholic. And then Bancroft Rosalie, 25-0, they try and get their undefeated record, keep it going, versus Arapahoe at 20-6 at Pershing Auditorium right now. Following this in the next session, it's pretty simple. At the Devaney Center, they're just going to move up. C1, then B will play, then A. And the nightcap will actually face Millard North versus Lincoln Southeast at 8:45. Kearney, an exciting overtime game yesterday. Congratulations to Jason Boyd and his ladies just finding a way to get it done. They were down most of that game. A lot of people probably counted them out in that fourth quarter, able to claw their way back. And Nicole Arp, a fabulous, fabulous game, 24 points. Anytime you're getting production.
15 of 18 from the line, Daddy. Just Nicole. They were 33 for 44 as the team, I think.
And here's a team that struggled at the line
leading
up to this game. And one of those deals, they put a little bit more emphasis on it the last 8 or 9 days as they got ready for the state tournament. And that paid off. Obviously, some disappointments. It's one of those things, Derek, when you get to Lincoln, if you're Holdridge, you get a sick feeling because Pius beat you by 2 during the year. You lose by 5. Probably had several opportunities. I think Trent Benjamin is one of the finest coaches in the state of Nebraska in girls basketball. It's one of those deals where it leaves a sick feeling. You wish you could, have a chance to. It's over. It's done. You're crushed. If you're Kearney Catholic, I think you can leave Lincoln saying, "We got beat by a better team."
Absolutely. It's a one. You go in as Kearney Catholic, an 8 seed, going in facing Norfolk Catholic, a 1 seed yesterday. They lost that 62-34. But you're absolutely right, Daddy. They should keep their heads held high. They made it to state. And that in itself is an accomplishment on the season.
I'm sure that Omaha West Side just shakes their head as Kearney now ended their football season, of course, in the finals, their basketball season, the Bearcat boys. They were up, had a chance last year at the state tournament. Kearney advanced to the semifinals, where they were eventually knocked out by Bellevue West. Now the girls punch their ladies right in the face with an overtime victory.
And that was a close game yesterday, Daddy. In the second half, Kearney did not lead at all in the second half until about 2 minutes left when they tied it up, and then they got a lead late. Westside was able to tie it, I believe, is how it went, and then it went into overtime where Kearney got some nice buckets, some nice free throws down the stretch, but just a big win there.
Down at the end, they run a minute 10 off the clock to Westside to get the last shot.
Yep.
And then the last shot they got was a 23-footer.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's...
It was one of those deals. They had a timeout, they set up the play, and they get a 23-footer. Now, credit Kearney's defense, perhaps,
absolutely. But
at the same time, that's what you get, a 23-footer.
You'd hope at that point in the ball game you can drop a play or get something at least, you know, a little bit closer when you don't need, you know, you need to be shooting from 23 feet.
No, I'm not, you know, I'm listening to that game, and Kearney gets up by three in overtime, and it's a bizarre ending, because I believe Westside had the ball down by three. They double dribble. They get it back to Kearney. Kearney travels. They get it back to Westside. Westside travels. You know, down at the end.
It was bizarre.
And then Kearney able to make some free throws and kind of separate themselves. And I thought with 3 points, Kearney might actually foul, put them at the line. Yeah, it's one of those coaching deals. You hate to make the first one, and, you know, you got a 4-on-2 in the lane now. Kind of one of those deals you back off. But some great individual performances. If you look around the area, Tessa Kreutzer from Holdridge, 29 points. Led everybody in the state tournament, 29 points. Nicole Arp, I mentioned earlier, with 24 points. Tracy Kieser for Cambridge, 22 points. Cheryl Braithwaite of Arapahoe, 19 points. So some fine, fine individual performances coming out of the area, and hopefully these teams can continue on and make a little noise. And we'll have a scoring update for you here shortly from that Men and Norfolk Catholic game.
And that Kearney High game, they're taking on Millard West, Daddy, and that you can hear right here on ESPN at 7 o'clock tonight. I'll have the call for you.
That's an interesting matchup, because Millard West has not lost since December 29th to Millard North. And Kearney High has won 11 straight as well, so a couple winning streaks on the line there. And
it'll be a great game.
It should be one of those games. Obviously, the Cambridge-Sutton matchup is one of those area deals. If you're in the Hastings area and follow the Lady Phillies, 22-1 they are facing 22-0 Cambridge. So that should be a great battle as well. I kind of gave you the rundown of what was going on. C1, then B in the next session, then A in the next session. Well, how it works at Pershing Auditorium today, this morning you've got D1. This afternoon it'll be C2. And that Cambridge-Sutton game is at 3:45, is in the second half of that second session. And then we go to tonight's action in D2, which Pleasanton, an area team, 23-1, takes on Chambers, I believe, is who you gave me. Yeah, Chambers, 56-30 winner over Mullen. So that game will wrap things up at Pershing Auditorium.
Busy.
And obviously, with the addition of the third-place games, if you're playing today, well, you play tomorrow. And, you know, personally, I have not heard of anybody that thinks this is an excellent idea. Nonetheless, they're trying it out. It would be my hope that 13 people would show up and we could do away with this. And by the way, there is a little bit of a misconception out there that the championship game and that third place game are played at the same time. They have staggered those. They have staggered those, usually one, like for instance, in the Class A championship game will be at 7. The third place game will be at 5. So if you're following Class A, you know, or whatever your class is, if you're following Class B, the championship is at 1:30. The third place game is at 11:30. So it probably gives you an opportunity if you're that interested to get to see both of those matchups.
Very nice. Well, we got a busy show today, Dad.
Well, Kyle Means from the Storm is set to come in with Stormy, and we're gonna give away some hockey tickets. Storm have a big weekend, Derek.
Big weekend, rivalry weekend. Lincoln in town tonight. Tomorrow it's Pack It in Purple, the second annual Pack It in Purple night. So make sure you head out to the event center. Wear purple if you're going to the game. Omaha in town tomorrow. So I mean, if you're a Storm fan, a hockey fan in general, it doesn't get any better than this as far as the rivalry goes. So make sure you make it down there tonight. Some other stuff going on with the Storm too that we'll talk with Kyle about, and also again Stormy will be around. We'll see if we can get some tickets given away as well. We got a family four pack to Saturday's Pack It in Purple night for that as well. So stay tuned for that. We got that coming up,
Derek. We've also got the UC Riverside Highlander baseball coach Doug Smith in the second half of the program. Interview we kind of promised you yesterday. Then all of a sudden DJ Belfonte and Seamus. We want to thank the people in Lincoln, Seamus McKnight, for setting that up for us. So we had DJ Belfonte on instead, and one of those spur-of-the-moment deals. So we will hear from the UC Riverside baseball coach. He joked a little bit about it was 83 degrees in California when he was talking to us. And I said, well, it's going to be 50, 58, or 60 here. And he's like, man, that don't cut it. We need 80. But I'm having some fun with him. They're very, very good guys. It's fun. That's one of the fun parts of this of job is getting out and getting to meet some of the people and getting to visit with them a little bit, getting to know some of these really, really good guys around the country come in here. We will effort Dave Van Horn up to have him on the program as Arkansas does roll into Nebraska or to Lincoln to play Nebraska in some midweek games coming up here in a couple weeks as well. So we're looking forward to that. Derek, since it's just you and me today, we're kind of man of the fort.
Holding it down.
We're holding it down.
Raising the roof.
We're probably a little bit, well, you're a fan of the NBA. You're a fan of the NHL.
Correct.
One of the reasons is you grew up in Germany.
Right.
You got to follow Dirk Nowitzki when he was a player for, you told me the team name.
Yeah, he was actually played for DJK Würzburg. I grew up right outside of Würzburg, Germany, and got a chance to see Dirk 2 years before he was drafted into the league and saw him playing with a second tier division team in Germany, which was DJK Würzburg. And he was a killer when he was about 18, 19 years old. He had about, 35 points a game, about 15 boards, 5 blocks. I mean, just packing the stat line. And then 2 years later, he got drafted. And I think he went 9th to the Bucks, and they immediately dealt him over to Dallas. But been down there ever since, and I've been following his career. And last night, man, a tough loss to the Spurs. Tough. I hate the Spurs, man. I hate Tim Duncan. I hate Tony Parker. I hate Manu Ginobili. Bruce Bowen is a dirty player. I hate who likes the Spurs? Nobody wants to watch that brand of basketball. Fundamental basketball. This is the NBA, man. Throw it down.
97-94 last night. 31-15 for Mr. Duncan. Unbelievable performance out of him. And you know, I think the NBA for the first time in a long time, with the way the West is breaking down, with everybody in contention. I think that's catching the interest even of people in central Nebraska. I think the NBA is finally getting on the radar screen.
Absolutely, and usually in the NBA season, they're not this close. I think the 1-6 teams in the Western Conference are separated by 3 games or less, and the Warriors, I think, are right now in the 8th spot, 5 games back, but a real tight race in the NBA Western Division in the Western Conference, and it's going to come down to it. And there's a lot of games left yet, Daddy. Sometimes you have to wait until there's 10, 15 games left in the season before you really start getting into the heat of the races. Well, I think there's still 25 or more games left in the NBA season yet this year, so looking good for the Western Conference race coming down the stretch.
A friend Dave just handed me a note at the end of the first quarter. Norfolk Catholic is ahead of Minden 12-0.
Ooh.
Never been a shutout at the state tournament.
Wow.
So watch for that.
Oh, wow.
12-0, end of the first. Derek, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Kyle Means of the Tri-City Storm, along with Stormy, who's just going crazy in here. We got to get him outside. Maybe get some tickets away. Have some fun with these guys. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gyna Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
Don't you do it. Don't you pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck. Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Like this, 2007 Brave Red Grand Prix, only 20,000 miles and balance of factory warranty. Or an immaculate 2004 Trailblazer extended 4x4 with third row seat. Just 31,000 miles, your choice for only $15,500. Come to Carney Auto, home of the 1995 rental, and buy here, pay here. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some lingering clouds and spots early on yet today. Then skies will become mostly sunny. High temperatures around 54 degrees with a west wind of 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see clear conditions, a low near 32, south winds 5 to 15, up to 69 for highs Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
This is our friend Jerry Reese.
Absolutely.
We've got a long way to go. Buck, you asked for it. You got it. Somebody didn't like the music yesterday. They wanted a little Jerry Reed, and we delivered it. Derek going into the archives and finding that for him.
See, I can dig stuff up, man. I'm very good at that. Tell you what, if you're not doing anything tonight, first-tier event center, Storm Hockey, big rivalry weekend. We have the Vice President of Operations with the Storm in studio with us, Kyle Means. And Kyle, got a big night tonight against Lincoln in town, and then tomorrow, Omaha, and it's the second annual Packet in Purple, and you're asking everybody to come out and wear purple to the game, right?
You betcha. And, you know, Stormy's been hitting the campaign trail, and he's been going out there trying to get people's signatures, trying to get people to pledge to wear purple, and, you know, shoot, I think some of these presidential candidates could take a lesson from Stormy because he's accomplished his goal. He's accomplished his goal, and that was to make Saturday Wear All Purple Day. We just got a city proclamation from the mayor to make it official.
It's officially Wear Purple Day on Saturday from the mayor. We have the certificate right here. It's got a gold emblem on it and everything. That's official.
That is official. We got the city of Kearney seal. We got Stanley A. Klaus, the mayor, on here. We've got it all. You're looking for a great crowd. You know, this is a big weekend for the Storm. They need to come out of here with a couple wins, and they're going to have to do it against teams that are ahead of them in the standings, and a team is beat up, but they're finding a way to play a little bit better hockey, Kyle, and I think the kids are still interested in this season.
You betcha. And you know, one thing, that they're getting some great goaltending from Aaron Rock right now. He's kind of come along out of nowhere. He had kind of a rough stretch there through December and January, but I don't know. He must have drank some different water or something. He's doing outstanding right now.
And he's one of those guys that there's only so much eligibility in the USHL, and he's one of those guys whose eligibility is almost up, and he's looking to move to the next level, possibly into the NHL or playing somewhere else, some semi-pro or professional hockey. So it's not like, even if the Storm are out of the playoff hunt, which they aren't yet, I tell you what, they string some wins together and they'll be right back in this thing. But these kids have a lot to play for. They're playing for college scholarships. They're playing to try to make it to the NHL, trying to impress scouts, a lot of other stuff on top of winning the hockey game. And I tell you what, USHL hockey, it's good stuff. And people, if you're out driving around right now, you know, Kyle said Stormy's making his rounds. He's out in front of the station right now downtown on Highway 30 in Kearney. We have Stormy out in front of the KXPN studios here. He's got a family four-pack of tickets to the Packet in Purple night on Saturday against Omaha. If you drive up, give Stormy a high five, say, "Go Storm Hockey," he'll hand you a four-pack of tickets. It's that easy.
Just stop by. If you're driving around, you're going to go to the game on Saturday night.
He's out front waving at cars. He's out
still
there.
Campaigning out there. He won't quit. He's even though he's accomplished his goal of getting the city proclamation, he's still out there.
Very nice.
Kyle, have you been with Stormy all these places he's been campaigning?
Either myself or someone else from our staff has. But, yeah, we've been with him at quite a few spots.
Several different businesses around. I saw him in front of Sunmart yesterday up north. I believe Builders. I believe Pump and Pantry was a stop. Kind of all over Kearney, getting ready for this weekend.
You bet. We have been all over. Up and down 2nd Avenue and some local businesses around the area. Runs a Kearney Chamber of Commerce, Crossroads Ford. He's been getting all around. And one of the things that this does is it really kind of gets the community's attention, and the community all comes together, because one of the big things with Packet and Purple Night is we do the United Way jersey auction, and the team will be wearing special jerseys for this one game only, and afterwards we're going to be have a live auction them off, and all the proceeds go to the United Way, so we're looking for a big community push for that.
Absolutely. Come down. You have a chance to get some jerseys, and this is only a one-time thing here. They're going to be wearing those jerseys, then they're getting auctioned off and all of that going in back to the community. So obviously the Storm doing some great things there with the community. And tonight, Lincoln going to be in town. You got some other stuff going on there. Got some Y-102 country karaoke going on, and also some more community involvement here with some rescued pets from the Kearney Area Humane Society. You can pet those little guys as you come out to the game tonight and that kind of stuff too.
You bet. They'll be out there, some volunteers from the Humane Society, and they'll be bringing some awareness to the community, and another great deal that Storm Hockey can do for the community.
Yeah, a lot of community involvement this weekend. You know what? The kids, I think, are they? You've been around the team quite a bit, Kyle. You get to see what how their attitude is. What would you say about that?
You know, I think that that Monday afternoon game we played on President's Day, we got a big, I think it was a 2-0 win against Waterloo, and you really could see a turnaround in the team at that point. From that point on, their spirits were kind of lifted. They had a little bit of a losing streak going into that game. But that win, from what I can see, the team's really come around. They're kind of coming together, and they're getting behind their goalkeepers, Aaron Rock and Nick Hopper. And You know, I think this month could be very interesting if we can get some wins together and see if we can't get Lincoln and Sioux Falls to help us out by dropping a few. They're still shot.
Kyle, right? You mentioned the President's Day battle with Waterloo. That was an experiment. This is the first time that the Storm has ever tried this. It was an afternoon game.
Yeah.
Success or failure, where we,
you know,
not do it again, do it again. What was the general feel?
I think we had some season ticket holders that they couldn't make it. I mean, they're working, and a lot of other people in the community, they just couldn't make it. And me, I didn't like seeing those faces missing. And so, you know, hopefully we won't have to do any more scheduling like that in the future. We try to get creative sometimes with the league mandates. We have to play 4 weekday games. And, you know, I think we played one on New Year's Eve. It was a Monday night. We played, had one scheduled for Fat Tuesday, which got snowed out and rescheduled for March 11th. You know, we tried one Monday afternoon and thinking, oh, maybe we'll get some city employees out, some bank employees out. And we did get some, but we didn't have that same crowd that we like to have out there every game. So
it is those season ticket holders, really, that make this deal go, because they are crazy about Storm hockey. And you don't have to look very far to find these people, because they know the ins and outs of the team. And they bring up names, and I'm like, who's that? And he's like, the backup. He plays on the second line. He's playing the third shift. And I'm, okay, calm down.
And they pull out statistics and numbers.
Yeah, they know.
I have no idea.
Absolutely. The season ticket holders, and you know, the USHL is such a pure form of hockey. You know, these guys aren't it's not like the NHL where these guys are already, they've made it. They're making, you know, their millions. They're just out there to play 82 games, however many they play in the NHL. But, USHL, these guys are trying to make it, you know, they're getting college scholarships, that kind of stuff. Still, you know, playing it for the love of the game. Kind of hockey at its purest is kind of like how I see it.
Several of those players have gotten college scholarships ahead for next year. And it'll be interesting to see kind of when Bliss is in here, he talks about the protected list and the, you know, we run out of players, and the Storms came up with kids not coming back from overseas. They get to the end of the trade deadline. They run out of options. They're kind of stuck with what they've got. They get a couple, three players hurt. They suited up 17 the game before that Waterloo game.
Yep. Yeah, it's been one of those seasons where, you know, we've got a great coaching staff and we've got a great group of players, and it's just we've had some situations where it hasn't gone our way. I think one of the roster freeze deadlines was February 6th or something like that, and I think Van Gilder broke his ankle on the 7th, and we had a concussion on the 8th, and others like Willard or someone popped a shoulder on the 9th.
Yeah, that would have been Willard.
There's three straight days after the roster freeze where, well, what do? You can't do a whole lot, but the guys are really fighting through it, and they're playing really well. They're playing entertaining hockey, and you know, this should be a good weekend against Lincoln and Omaha.
A lot of home games left yet in the season. The games stretch into April. So
well, there should be. They started out by playing 38 of the first 39 on the road.
Absolutely. They are right now fifth in the West Division, trailing Sioux Falls and Lincoln. But I tell you what, string a couple of wins together, especially tonight against the Lincoln Stars. You're right back in the mix, back in the playoff hunt. And again, a lot of home games left, so make sure you make it out for Storm hockey tonight. Lincoln tomorrow, we have Packin' in purple. Make sure you're dressed in all purple. A lot of good stuff going on out there.
Omaha, what are they, 35-9?
They are 35-9, yeah, three overtime losses, but 73
been,
points.
They've been not just beating teams, but putting up 5, 6, 7 goals on teams.
Yeah, but to touch on the point you touched on earlier, Kyle, that Waterloo game, the 2-0 win on President's Day, you could see a change. They did only put up 2 goals, but they got the goaltending they needed. If you look back over a couple of the losses that they've had, they lost to Indiana 6-4. It was 5-4 late in that game. You put up 4 goals, but you still take a loss. The defense wasn't all there. Some you know, just shots rolling in that you can keep out sometimes. But if they get the goaltending coming together, they keep skating like they are, that combination with all the home games left, they could seriously make a run.
Well, this is one of those weekends, too, where you beat a couple teams like Lincoln and Omaha, too. Your confidence jumps up, and you start believing maybe for the first time all year that, hey, we belong on the same rink as these guys, and we can compete with these guys, and you can build on that.
You bet. And I think that's the thing with a lot of our younger guys has been confidence. And they've had to step up into roles that probably weren't expected of them with all these injuries, and they're responding. They're responding well. One thing I do want to throw in on Packin' in Purple Night, just a little more incentive to get you guys out there. It is also sponsored by the Nebraska Lottery. Every time those guys come out, they're giving out a lot of lottery tickets. So the odds are in your favor. If you're coming out tomorrow, you could walk away with one, if not multiple lottery tickets and a chance to win big.
Absolutely, and that's kind of a recurring theme. Every Storm game, the Nebraska Lottery down there doing some sponsorship things, giving some tickets away, and even more now on Packing in Purple Night. So you're right, more incentive to make it out there for sure.
It's going to be a crazy, fun game, fun atmosphere. Should be a lot of people, and most Purple Person contest as well. So paint your face, come out decked out, and you could win with some other event tickets.
Outstanding. Drive on by the station, honk, wave at Stormy. He's out front. And again, the Storm with a big tilt this week in Lincoln and Omaha make it out to the first tier event center. Anything else you want to touch on here, Kyle?
You know, you guys have been great. I appreciate the time this morning, and go Storm.
Go Storm, absolutely.
Kyle, we appreciate you stopping by. Stormy, you got to go gather him in. probably good that he could do it this week and not this weekend. I suppose it gets 70 degrees. Stormy gets a little overheated in that suit.
No kidding.
He's an abominable snowman. He's not used to the heat.
Where's the little guy at? Is he in school?
He must be. He's learning his alphabets and numbers, and multiplication tables, and you know he still has to be educated.
Nice.
Kyle Means, Vice President of Operations of the Tri-City Storm, along with Stormy out in front of the studio. Honk, wave. Stormy's out there having fun, getting the community involved this weekend. Friday night, Lincoln. Saturday night, Omaha. We appreciate you stopping by, Kyle, and best luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, we're going to take a short break. When we come back from break, we'll hear from UC Riverside baseball coach Doug Smith, back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
How would you describe Pizza Hut's new crunchy cheesy crust pizza?
Cheese, 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 cheese.
Experience the indescribable crunch of the new crunchy cheesy crust pizza from Pizza Hut. Just $11.99 for a large one topping. Go to describethecrunch.com for a chance to win the ultimate sports lovers package. Get more, not less. Pizza Hut. Order online at pizzahut.com.
Limited time offer, additional charge for extra cheese where applicable. Prices, participation, delivery charges, and areas may vary. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States plus D.C. 18 and over void where prohibited. Promotion ends 3/8/08. Visit describethecrunch.com for rules and complete details. Sponsor Pizza Hut, Inc.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
When are we going to redo the kitchen?
Oh, someday.
Funny. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm seeing a Monday, Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no someday.
Wait a minute, are you sure?
Update today at the end-of-season decor event and get 10 to 50% off select decor items throughout the store. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 12th in U.S. only. Quantities and products may vary. See store for details.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some lingering clouds and spots early on yet today. Then skies will become mostly sunny. High temperatures around 54 degrees with a west wind of 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see clear conditions, a low near 32, south winds 5 to 15, up to 69 for highs Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 43.
A lot going on this week. State girls basketball, boys coming up next week. But, Daddy,
the home opener for the Huskers. And I know you want to talk about Nebraska Rifle, but hey, they're already at the NCAA championships. There's more important things. It's like your favorite time of the year, the home opener for the Huskers this weekend.
Yeah, it is a home opener for the Huskers. We're pleased to be joined by the coach that's going to visit that home opener, and that's Doug Smith, entering his fourth year as a UC Riverside Highlander baseball coach. Thanks so much for the time, Coach. Great to catch up with you again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Coach, I guess one of the first things people are interested in here is that the schedule now, everybody had to start at the same time last week. Normally, if Nebraska was going to take on a warm weather school, maybe you guys would have had 12, 15 ball games in by now. Can you tell us how you've adjusted your preseason routine to get ready for the later start?
Well, we haven't adjusted very well, I don't believe. This is really, really late for us, and the schedule has been compacted on the West Coast like it never has been before. We've played five games in 5 days, and then we've got the four with Nebraska this weekend. We're back home against LaSalle on Monday and San Diego State on Tuesday night. So it's really pushing things together for us, and frankly, we're struggling trying to balance it.
Coach, coming to Nebraska, I think it would probably be an exciting time for your kids. I think this is something they would look forward to. I think a lot of people have heard about Hawksfield and Haymarket Park and what it has to offer the Division I baseball, especially in the northern climate. Now, it's 80 degrees in California today. You're coming to a temperature of around 50, which isn't terrible, especially when it's been 20 degrees here for a lot of this spring. How do you prepare your kids mentally more than anything for this weekend?
Well, we scheduled the trip specifically to put ourselves in a hostile environment, in a difficult environment, in a very, very good baseball environment, so that when we get to the postseason the next time, if we're on the road like we were last year at ASU, that maybe we're a little bit better prepared to handle it. The bottom line is, it's just going to be colder back there than we're used to, and you just got to deal with it. It is what it is. I hope it's 50. That'd be outstanding.
Doug Smith, head coach of the UC Riverside Islanders, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You look at your roster, every single kid on this roster is out of the state of California. Tell me a little bit about your recruiting process. Do you bother to look outside the state of California?
No, very seldom do we go outside the state of California to do anything. Not only is our roster entirely from California, but probably 70% of our roster is within a half an hour of our campus. We're not a commuter school, but we really focus our recruiting efforts very, very close to home. High school baseball, summer baseball, all that kind of stuff in Southern California is really good. For us to have to leave the state, it just doesn't make much sense to spend the money to do the recruiting process and spend the out-of-state scholarship money.
Well, Doug, that's really going to help your attendance, I would assume, at all your home games as well. Family, friends can come watch these kids continue their careers.
Well, that is part of the deal, to try and build a sense of community here in Riverside with our program and to get people involved in UCR baseball and UCR athletics. And we're starting to see the tables turn on that. We're doing a little better in that regard.
Doug Smith, the head baseball coach at UC Riverside, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're in for a weekend series with the Huskers. How do you approach this series, Coach? Obviously, it might be a little early in the year to kind of take it as a precursor to conference, or do you kind of look at it that way?
Well, we're looking at it as we've got an awful lot of new guys on our team. We've got 15 new guys on our roster this year that weren't with us last year. So we're still in a very much experimentation stage. We're 2-3 right now. We went 2-2 with Washington, and we lost yesterday to Pepperdine. And we've played very, very inconsistently. And so we're going to try and use this weekend, regardless of outcome, to go through what we're trying to do to identify the guys that are going to be there for us as we get deeper into our season. And hopefully along the way we'll win a few ball games.
Coach, you're coming off your first ever Big West Conference title. What does that do to the program? Did it help you a bunch in recruiting and getting recognition to your program?
Yeah, it did. It helped us a lot in the recruiting world. You know, the Big West Conference is really a good conference, and I don't believe anybody other than Fullerton or Long Beach State has won our conference in the last 10 years until we did last year. Our recruiting class, that is the group of freshmen now, was top 25 recruiting class, and that did help us, I think, going to the regionals last year to get us in some of those homes that maybe we wouldn't have been able to get into before.
Daddy, for Coach Smith here in the ball club. You mentioned Cal State Fullerton and Long Beach State. Well, they play them in back-to-back series here very early in the year, and then they put USC in between just for a little buffer between those two.
Well, that should give them some competition, something to do, something to think about.
It's easier. We go a three-game series at Fullerton. We got SC the next day, three with Long Beach, three with UCLA, then three with Irvine for that month. So that would be a pretty easy month.
that'd be a good time for vacation, wouldn't it?
Think about letting my assistant handle that month.
Hey, Doug, tell me a little bit about, you talked about all the new kids you have and some of the names, I think, to Husker fans that are at Haymarket Park this weekend or listening into the game. We'll remember a few of the guys from the regionals last year. And I know it's a little early to tell, but who do you look at to be your leaders this year?
Well, from a position player standpoint, we return a pretty good portion of our club. We bring back our entire outfield of Aaron Weibel, Joey Gonzalez, and Carl Ewell, who all had very, very good years for us last year. Gonzalez was a freshman All-American, was the freshman player of the year in our conference. Ewell hit a home run against the Huskers in game one of the regionals last year. On the mound, we are almost completely new. We lost our entire starting rotation. We returned one start on our pitching staff for the entire year this year. Starting rotation will include a couple of freshmen. So, it's going to be a challenge.
Coach, how do you, I would assume it's easier for those kids that have played so much high school baseball to adapt to a Big West or a Big 12, a conference, teams like that of that magnitude to jump up and face that level of competition. Would you say it would be easier for those kids?
Yeah, I think so. They've played a lot of baseball, and the high school baseball out here is very, very competitive, and the Connie Mack and summer baseball is really competitive, and all of those guys have competed on the national stage in those summer things, and they've jumped up and handled it pretty good. We got a young man by the name of Matt Larkins that had his first start the other day against the University of Washington on game two of the season, and he stood out there like he'd been doing it for 3 years. So some of them adapt pretty quickly.
Coach, how's the golf game?
You know, it's non-existent right now. It was 80 degrees here yesterday, and I didn't get to play, so... I would bet your guys back there is a little rusty right now, as good as the weather's been.
We're just trying to find a simulator somewhere or hit them in the garage. That's all we get done out here. Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time. Safe travels out to Lincoln, and we look forward to seeing the Highlanders and Huskers. And looks like the weather's going to be good. Should be able to get all four in.
I hope so. Thanks a lot, guys, for the time. I appreciate it.
That was Doug Smith, UC Riverside Highlander baseball coach. We caught up with him a little bit earlier in the week. Glad to get that play today. Yesterday kind of ran into some problems. But yeah. 1:35 go time today. GI's Johnny Dorn, 1-0, 0.00 ERA. That run that he gave up was unearned. He goes up against Stephen Penny, who does not show a win-loss record, but has a 3.38 ERA. And then Nebraska will follow that up with Dan Jennings and Thad Weber on the mound. And Sunday, Aaron Probonik, the... he's a newcomer to the scene, but, D.J. Belfonte saying throws 90 to 94. Kid's got some real pop. The doubleheader tomorrow, 12:05 go time. They'll play two games back-to-back.
And if you missed D.J., we had D.J. Belfonte on the show yesterday. If you missed that or any of the other interviews this week, you can check them out online, ESPNSuperStation.com. Click on the Doug and Daddy link on the side there and link you up. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in Kearney. And, Daddy, talk baseball, golf, a lot of good stuff around the corner. Warm weather. It's warm, 55 for the high today, and warm weather right around the corner. That means landscaping duties right around the corner. Well, at Curbin Incorporated, Matt and his guys will give your landscaping a unique look. They'll take care of everything. Flower beds, tree edging, pathways, walkways, playgrounds and sandboxes, water runoff control, and drainage. They'll do any or all of that for you. And when they do this stuff, it's more economical than traditional lawn edging, and it reduces edging and trimming by 75%. You can set your appointment with Matt today. Curbit Inc. You can go to curbit.net. That's curbit.net. Or give them a call in the Kearney area, 308-237-4805. Curbit Incorporated. Matt and the guys want to make your landscaping needs, take care of all your landscaping needs and make your lawn look beautiful. Beautiful, Daddy.
We'll take a short break, Derek. When we come back, we'll discuss leap year and a variety of other issues.
It's leap year.
On our way out of here, we're kind of wrapping up a Friday here. By the way, Minden has gotten on the board, so there will be no shutout again this year. It is 28-8, though, at the half. Norfolk Catholic has taken a commanding lead, and one of those deals where I still say you're better off to get beat down there like that than to have a heartbreak, and you get beat by a better team. There's no disgrace in that. And
yeah, but you don't want to get blown out. I mean, you don't want to.
It's easier to say, hey, we could play this team 15 times, and it'd take a pretty special effort.
To win one.
So, hey, we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Winter blues got you down?
It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Longnecks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier. With extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burgers. Burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8, Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
Did you know that the air in your home could be 60% more harmful than the air you breathe on the street? That's why Lippitt Home Improvements of Kearney has invested in state-of-the-art technology to inspect your home and eliminate harmful bacteria and mold, enabling your heating and cooling system to operate more efficiently. Lippitt will clean your air ducts properly by removing supply and return registers to measure dust accumulation in the system. Your best option for professional air duct cleaning is Lippitt. For quality and service above the rest, call Lippitt at 708-0785 today. Cafe Savant welcomes you to the most beautiful corner in downtown Kearney. Join us as we open early and stay up late to satisfy your desire for beverages, baked goods, and deli-style sandwiches. Enjoy your favorite subs created with our special sauces and fresh baked bread that'll have you wanting more. Relax in a garden setting or drive through while our staff, trained with international barista standards, will serve your favorite coffee or espresso with perfection. Cafe Savant, 24th and Central, or try our drive-thru location at 44th and 2nd Avenue.
It's GameStop's biggest tournament ever. Better start training.
Look down into some one-arm push-ups. It's the fight of your life.
The date, March 8th. The game, Nintendo Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
All the elves and the apes and the turtle things got their eyes on the prize.
Grand prize, an LCD TV, $5,000 cash and more. Details at GameStop.com/smash.
Then pre-order your copy today.
Power to the player.
No purchase required. Only new U.S. residents 13 and up.
Boy, we're prohibited.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly. You are so smelly, belly. There is a spray. That smell must obey.
Obey the spray! Obey the spray!
Get fresh and no longer smelly, belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe deodorizing body spray.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some lingering clouds and spots early on yet today. Then skies will become mostly sunny. High temperatures around 54 degrees with a west wind of 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see clear conditions, a low near 32, south winds 5 to 15, up to 69 for highs Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Derek, we mentioned that baseball weather. We mentioned just the weather in general outside. It's probably
beautiful.
Could hit 70 degrees tomorrow. What an opportunity to do some tailgating.
Tailgating!
Before you check out the Huskers, before you check out the Tri-City Storm, a great opportunity to get to Troutman's today across from Bob's Superstore under T-Bone, the big steer on the sign out front to greet you. Nobody can beat their meat, people. Oh, you know it's Friday. It's Lenten season. They've got a huge selection of seafood as well. Canadian walleye, salmon, scallops, king crab legs, assortment of shrimp, and so much more, like the red snapper. Very tasty. New wines today, just out of the smokehouse, andouille, hot brats, bratwurst, all beef wieners, cheddar wieners as well. Nobody can beat their meat. Trauman's quality meat. Best ground beef and ground chuck in town. You'll be able to taste the difference. We've tasted the difference. You should too. USDA Choice Age Certified Angus Beef. Well marbled and full of flavor. Easter is only 3 weeks away. Get your order in for your Easter hams. Perfect opportunity. Perfect opportunity to go check out Troutman's across from Bob's Superstore under T-Bone, the big steer on the sign out front to greet you.
Like a big Easter ham, Daddy.
Oh, love it. I'm bone in. I'm a bone in guy.
You're a bone in guy? I'm a bone in guy. I like the big bone in ham for Easter. It's good stuff there.
Did you ever find out if there was any sports leap year birthdays?
I didn't find any. I saw like rappers and stuff, and it's not.
Speaking of rappers. Since Doug's not here, we get to play a little Wayne.
Wow. And we have a corresponding story.
Kevin Falk, the running back for the New England Patriots, was arrested with 4 marijuana joints in his pocket last week. Where was he headed, Derek?
Idiot. Going to a Lil Wayne concert.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, Louisiana. And, you know, for an organization like the Patriots, they probably won't stand for that. You think? I could see him getting released.
Kevin Falk's not a real intricate piece of that.
No, not at all. I mean, when did you see him break off a big run last year?
Headed to Lil Wayne concerts. You must have a little bit of weed with you. Why not?
Wow.
Why not if you're making it rain? Anyway, it is leap year. And you did have a theory that was partially correct on a leap year. And
see, I knew it had something to do with the Gregorian calendar. But at the time, I couldn't even remember that it was called the Gregorian calendar. I just said it had something to do with the calendar and having to make up a day. I know that much.
Really, it goes back before that, and you are partially correct, but you're talking about relatively modern-day history in 1582. This goes back to 45 B.C.
Wow.
Emperor Julius Caesar proclaimed the last day of February as a leap day, skipping it 3 out of 4 years to keep the calendar correct, because there are actually 365 and a quarter days in a year. At that time, the leap day was February 30th. Then, in 4 AD, Emperor Caesar Augustus lopped a day off February and added it to his own namesake month, August, so it would have the same number of days as Julius's month, July. So leap day became February 29th. The final change, which you referred to, that came in 1582 when Pope Gregory the 13th proclaimed the Gregorian calendar, which we still use today, in fine tuning based on astronomical observations by Johannes Kepler. The new calendar makes the century years ending in double zeros leap years only when they are divisible by 4.
I don't know if I feel smarter or...
So 2000 was a leap year and 1600 was a leap year. But the intervening century years, 1700, 1800, 1900, were not.
Are you confusing yourself, Daddy? I think you're confused. Anyway, it's the Gregorian calendar. We're making up a day. We have to. Making up a day. A beautiful day at that, too. 55, I heard, was the high today. But you were mentioning, you know, maybe 68. Even 68. So that would be beautiful. Perfect chance to get out to Prairie Hills, check out the golf course out there, meet with Kirk Curtis and Nick. They'll show you around, show you the nice clubhouse that they got. They got a beautiful golf simulator, 2007, rated the best golf simulator last year. Make sure you check out that. They got half price Mondays on that, too. You got to check that out. But beautiful clubhouse, and they got the open house at the golf course on March 15th, 10 in the morning until 9 at night. They also have a $40,000 hole-in-one contest. Make sure you check that out if you head out there as well. Beautiful course and expected to be one of the best in central Nebraska, 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10, just outside of Kearney. Make sure you go check that out if you're looking for a golf course. It's beautiful out there.
I believe in being out there the other day, they were getting some carts out as well, so I think you're going to be able to use a cart. On Saturday,
Are you a cart guy?
Yeah.
You're the big guy. You're the big daddy. You got to be a cart guy.
Yeah. Derek, before we get out of here, I got to mention a positive and a negative for Royals baseball, as they are our favorite team here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Japanese sensation, Yashiyama and Yamuti. I'm going to call him Y squared because I really don't get his name, but. He was a little too amped up. He gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. He walked the bases full when he touched his mouth when he was on the mound for an automatic ball 4.
Yeah, you can't do that. No, that's a balk.
But in positive notes, Luke Hochaver, 6 up, 6 down for him. So one of those situations that you're looking forward to him maybe having an opportunity to make the rotation as well. 28-8 now at the half. Minden trails Norfolk Catholic in a C1 girls basketball, the state tournament. The 2 games completed today. Bishop Newman, a 43-38 winner over Crofton. And Pope John, a 55-42 winner over Humphrey today in D1 basketball as well. So a lot of basketball going on. You've got the RMAC track championships going on at the Cushing Coliseum. You've got the indoor Big 12 track meet going on at the Devaney Center, as well as girls state basketball.
My head's beginning to swim, Daddy.
Do we have another email?
It's busy. We don't have any more
emails.
We're pretty email dead today.
Well,
it's a Friday. It's nice out. Everybody's trying.
All weekend long, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. We always appreciate your emails. Appreciate your phone calls as well. We want to thank Doug Smith, UC Riverside baseball coach, for stopping by today and letting us visit with him. We also like to thank Kyle Means and Stormy, Vice President of Operations Kyle Means, and his sidekick Stormy going out front, gave away some tickets earlier. Check it out, folks. If you're not doing anything tonight, Lincoln, tomorrow night, Omaha. Derek, do we get everything in that we wanted to get in today?
I believe so, big guy. I think we effectively held down the fort and raised the roof, minus Doug.
Minus Doug. If you want to hear Doug, he's on Power 99 right now.
Absolutely.
Minden and Whippets are continuing on. There's the second half of that ball game versus Norfolk Catholic.
I think he's working harder than we are.
No doubt about that.
Probably. Well, harder than you anyway.
Hey, we'll wrap up the weekend in sports. We'll check out how the baseball teams did and the softball teams as well. We'll see you on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.